هي التي كان عليها الصحابة والتابعون وتابع التابعين بما في ذلكم الأئمة الأربعة.
So here we come to the statement of Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah ta'ala. And in fact, this is another excellent paper I advise you to study. It's a lecture that the Shaykh gave, and the title is called Manhaj wa Dirasat li ayat al-asma'i wa sifat. Manhaj wa Dirasat li ayat al-asma'i wa sifat. The methodology and, you know, studies upon the verses of the names and the attributes. This is an excellent lecture if, again, you want to have a good understanding in this field. And this lecture has been transcribed and it is also published. So in this risala, the Shaykh, rahimahullah, he says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ مَبْحَثْ آيَاتِ السِّفَاتِ دَلَّ الْقُرْآنُ الْعَظِيمُ على أنه يتركز على ثلاثة أسس. He says, know that the study of the names of the verses of the attributes, then the Quran, the mighty Quran, has indicated to us that it revolves around three foundations. There are three foundations in this topic. He says, he continues and says that all of them, he says, whoever brings them, whoever comes with them, then he has agreed with the truth. He has arrived at the truth. And he will be upon the belief. وَكَانَ عَلَى الْإِعْتِقَادِ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَأَصْحَابُهُ وَصَلَفُ الصَّالِحِ. And he will be upon the belief that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon, and what the companions were upon, and what the righteous Salaf were upon. And whoever violates a single one of these foundations, then he has gone astray. And then he says that these foundations are all indicated in the Quran. So what are these foundations? The first foundation is, he says, number one, تنزيه الله جل وعلا عن أن يشبه شيء من صفاته شيئا من صفات المخلوقين. He says the first one is that you free Allah, you exonerate Allah from that anything from His attributes should resemble the attributes of the creation. And the proof for this principle, of course, as you are familiar with, is the statement of Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Now, before we move any further, we should understand that those people who deny the attributes of Allah, they also use this verse as a proof. They say that our belief is founded upon the statement of Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. This is why Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, in his book, الرَّدُّ عَلَى الْجَحْمِيَّةِ وَالزَّنَادِكَةِ, when he explains how the bid'ah, the innovation of Jahm bin Safwan, how it came about, he gave the history of that. And he mentioned that Jahm bin Safwan, he took three verses in the Quran and he founded his bid'ah, his innovation, upon these three verses. And from those verses was this verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And so Jahm bin Safwan said that we cannot describe Allah with any name, with any attribute, with any action that we find in the creation. Why? Because we have automatically likened Him to the creation. So therefore, Allah is not one who is knowing, or hearing, or seeing, or one who has knowledge, or life, or mercy, or pleasure. So in other words, there is nothing we can describe Allah with. Why? Because automatically we have likened Him to that which is in the creation. And this is false. And we'll give you an example to illustrate why this is false. That just because the names are similar, it does not mean that the realities behind them are similar. And an example of this is, let's take two attributes. Let's take the attribute of hearing and speaking. Hearing and speaking. Al-kalam and as-sam'a. When you look at a human, you see that a human, when he speaks by way of the tongue, by way of the lips, by way of the vocal cord. But when a person dies and his soul is removed from his body, that soul is a being that can also speak and it can also hear. How can you conceive? Can anybody in this room sitting here, can you conceive of how the soul is able to hear and how the soul is able to speak? It's left the body. So the body remains behind. The body has the lips and the tongue and the vocal cord and the instruments by which it hears. Those have gone, but the soul can still hear. The soul can still speak. How is that? We don't know how that is. But we understand the meaning. There's a meaning. The meaning is the same. The meaning, the soul can hear. The soul can speak. Just like a human can hear and a human can speak when he's alive. Likewise, the jinn. The jinn can hear. The jinn can speak. How do they do that? We don't know. Because it is from the unseen. Likewise, the angels. Angels can hear. The angels can speak. They are made of light. How is that hearing and speaking? We don't know. Hellfire speaks. Hellfire will speak. It will say, Hal min mazid. Is there any more? Meaning when it's being filled, it will speak. How does hellfire speak? We don't know. The skins of the people on Yawmul Qiyamah will testify and speak. Allah will give them the ability to speak. How will they speak? They don't have organs, they don't have a tongue, they don't have lips. How will they speak? But they will speak. In all of these examples, there is a general meaning which is the same. We understand the meaning of what it means to speak and what it means to hear. But the reality in each case, it is different. In a human, it takes a particular way. In the soul, it takes a particular way. For the angels, it is a particular way. For the jinn, likewise. All the realities are different in each case. And we can say that the way a jinn speaks, and however he speaks, is unlike the way that we speak. So therefore, the correct meaning of this verse, when Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, it means that there's no likeness between the reality of Allah's attributes and the reality of the attributes in those besides Him. But the meanings we clearly understand. And so for that reason, we say that we can affirm every, and this is in fact the second principle. The second principle is, as the Shaykh says, أَثَّانِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأُسُسِ هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَصِفُ اللَّهَ أَعْلَمُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. The second principle then is that we describe Allah with whatever He described Himself. We have faith in that. Because there is no one who can describe Allah more knowledgeable about Allah than Allah Himself. As we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned the ayah, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Are you more knowledgeable or is Allah more knowledgeable? And likewise he says, وَمَا وَصَفَهُ بِهِ رَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَصِفُ اللَّهَ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ أَعْلَمُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then we describe him with whatever his messenger described him with, because no one describes Allah after Allah more knowledgeable than Allah than the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the second foundation. And the third foundation is that we cut off all hope. أَن تَقْطَعُوا أَطْعَامَكُمْ عَنْ إِدْرَاكِ حَقِيقَةِ الْكَيْفِيَّةِ. That you lose all hope, you cut off all hope of ever knowing or understanding or grasping the reality of how Allah's attributes are. We can understand this because in the examples that we gave earlier on, no one in this room or no one on this earth is able to tell us what is the reality of how a jinn is able to speak in its original form. No one knows, we don't know. How a jinn is able to hear. We don't know that. We don't know the reality of how it is and how it works. We don't know. And if there is something in the creation whose reality we don't understand and we don't know, then to Allah is the loftiest example. To Allah is the highest example. then it applies even more so that we don't know the reality of how Allah's attributes are, how He speaks, how He hears. This is impossible for us to know. And that's why, as the Shaykh says, we cut off all hopes of ever knowing or grasping that knowledge. He says, مستحيل. To know this reality is absolutely impossible. And then he mentions the proof. وَهَذَا نَصَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي سُورَةِ طَاهَا حَيْثُ قَالَ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. This has been stated textually by Allah in Surah Taha when He said, He knows that which is in front of them, that which is behind them, and they do not encompass Him in knowledge. Al-ihata, to encompass Allah and His attributes and His names in knowledge, has been denied in this ayah, in this verse. So the Shaykh says that whoever sticks to these three principles, this is the methodology. If you stick to these three things, free Allah from any likeness, affirm whatever He and His Messenger affirmed, and lose all hope of ever understanding or grasping the haqiqah, the reality, then you will be safe. You will be upon the way of the Prophet ﷺ, and you will be upon the way of the Sahaba, and you will be upon the way of the righteous Salaf.